Hey, Willie, how are you doing?
I'm great, Marshall. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
Inhaling and exhaling.
Yeah. The other next piece of big news, Marshall, is that Jump Fest is on.
Yeah.
Jump Fest 2021. It's February 12th through the 14th. And this is, speaking of longevity, this is our 95th year. I should note, it started in 1926. And it's not 95 consecutive years. We've been jumping for 95 years, but they took a break during the World War II years. So there was like 4 years there that they didn't jump. But basically, we've been jumping for 95 years. So that's, and it's on. And like everything else, there's going to be all kinds of changes. Some of the things will be the same. There's Friday night lights. There's Saturday and Sunday jumping. Those programs, those days are still on. But there will be some changes. One of them is, and this is kind of a good news, bad news kind of thing. The good news is that there'll be Friday night lights. That's target jumping under the lights. The bad news, and not so good news, is that we will not be holding the human dog sled race. We decided that just wasn't a good idea, just because of proximity. There's so many ways people can distance themselves from each other. Ski jumpers, of course, can. The crowds can. But in the human dog sled race, you're kind of bunched up together, and we just decided, sadly, that we couldn't do that. And, another bit of good news is that Friday night, we will not be charging admission. Friday night is free. Another change, a restriction, if you will, is that we will only be letting 400 people in to the facility each day. Friday night, 400 people. Saturday, Sunday, 400 each. Now, when people leave, and they often do, I mean, if a family of four, with two children come in, they might stay for an hour and a half, the kids get cold or whatever, and they leave. Well, then we can let more people in, but you know, there's a challenge to that. So if you want to come to any of the 3 days and you want to guarantee you get in, you just get there soon enough so you can get in. And that's the best we can do. You know, you can hang around and wait for somebody else to come out so you can get in, but, you know, that's kind of the way it has to be. And the 400 is pretty much based on 25% of our capacity. There are protocols. And by the way, Marshall, thank you. We had a conversation before, and I'd asked your advice, and you made phone calls. You've got connections that nobody else in the world has, and you were able to aim us in the right direction to find out who to talk to find out what we had to do. And you did that. It ended up being the Torrington Area Health Department is the place to go, and we connected with them, and that's how we've come up with our program to date.
It's one of those things when we had to reopen the bargain bar and everything like that, even though I followed all the state protocols before I did anything, we checked with them just to make sure because we didn't want to do anything wrong. And from what I hear, what I see what you're doing, you're following all the rules that they have for outside events. So
yeah, and we'll have inside, if you will, we'll be having signage. We'll have people wandering around to make sure people are wearing their masks and all that kind of thing. For people who have been there before, you park in the field, our parking lot, and you walk in down the road to the facility about halfway down, a couple hundred yards or so. That's where we've had the ticket booth. You get your ticket, and then you continue on in. This year, we'll have the ticket booth out at the end of the driveway where Bullet used to stand, and so we'll be better able to control who's going in and out, because there's a narrow road there, and we can see very well there who's coming and going. Going back to the good news, bad news thing. The bad news is that only New York State jumpers can come this year. They're the only ones who can come into Connecticut without the whole quarantining thing, so that eliminates our jumpers from New Hampshire and Vermont, maybe a couple from Maine, but the New York State jumpers can come, and that includes Lake Placid. The good news is that there's what they call a development team that's been practicing at Lake Placid this year so far, and these are jumpers, elite jumpers from all over the country who formed a team. I don't know how many of them there are. But they're going to be coming to Jump Fest. So although we have a smaller field, potentially, the quality of the jumping that you'll see when you get there is just going to be extraordinary. You're getting the best of the best for sure. And both Saturday and Sunday, the Saturday jumping will be the Salisbury Invitational, as it always has been, and Sunday will be the championships, and the junior national team will be named after that. So some of the things are the same, some of the things are different. Like everybody else, we're muddling our way through. There are still details to be determined, like what do we do with people if they've come after the 400-person limit's been reached. Do we send them home? Do you wait in your cars? If you do that, how can we let you know when it's your turn? You know, there's some of those things that, and they may not be, there may be nothing we can do. I don't know. We're all breaking new ground here and trying to find our way. So we'll do the best we can. Try to keep disappointment to a minimum. We're thrilled that we're still able to pull this off. And as always, as we do every year, we pray that Mother Nature is in our favor. Sometimes she is, sometimes she isn't. But we'll see what happens, Marshall.
Now, you also are going to have food trucks there this year, right?
Yes, we are. Yep. We're not opening the cook shack, I guess, for
Too many people close together.
Yep. So we're going to do food trucks. I don't know which ones they are yet. Those will be determined. And so that's different. Thank you for bringing that up. And we'll see what happens. It'll be fun. We'll make the most fun out of it that we can. And I think that people who have been restricted will feel like they can safely go to an outdoor event, especially when the number of people are restricted. I think they're going to be eager to do that because there's so many things we haven't been able to do. And I will have the bonfires like we always do. Just don't get, packed in too close to them. And we'll do the best we can. It should be fun. We're counting on that.
It's pretty easy to social distance. And even if you can't social distance and you want to pack around a fire, well, then just put a mask on while you're hanging around that fire. And most people wear, be quite honest with you, wear face coverings anyways.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Your face stays warm when you're breathing, sort of against yourself, Oh, and speaking of masks, I guess.
All right, Willie. SportingACause.com is the website.
Thank you, Marshall. Look forward to it. Bye.